The International Committee of the Red Cross has released a new report that focuses on the challenges of armed violence and humanitarian action in urban areas. Amongst others, the report addresses the question of whether towns and cities that are currently peaceful but experiencing uncontrolled growth can become the breeding ground of new forms of violence. The ICRC's head of media, Florian Westphal, said it is important for development agencies and humanitarian organizations to distinguish between urban and rural conflict.
If you have an armed conflict in an urban area, it is different. The infrastructure is much more complex. You immediately have many more people who are directly affected, very often very mobile, fluctuating front lines, allowing especially, say, armed opposition groups, rebel groups, the possibility to really move about and hide amongst the civilian population. Typically, when you go into rural areas, you tend to have much more settled communities. You tend to have people who've lived together for a long time, who are linked through family, through clan, through tribe. Whereas, especially in poorer countries and in big cities which have experienced a lot of in-migration over recent periods, you obviously have a population that's much more mobile and that has fewer connections between each other. And that may also be exposed to other forms of violence which are not linked to armed conflict at all, whether it is violence within the family, whether it is crime, whether it is sort of social or ethnic violence and discrimination that happens. So it is imaginable that that really contributes to particular forms of psychological stress, especially for those who are sort of newly arrived. You have to, first of all, recognize that there is a specific problem and try to understand it. And that means, what are the challenges that face urban dwellers, which are not necessarily the case for those in rural areas? What's urban infrastructure like? What forms does violence take in urban areas? And based on a better understanding, you can then design specific programs.